Hi guys, and welcome to episode 73 of the Convenient Counselor podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care looks like drinking lots of water and taking breaks from packing. And I hope that you're building in some self-care as well this week, and I am so thankful you're listening today. The goal of this podcast is to create a safe space for you to learn more about therapy topics on your time. Some of the stuff we talk about on paper might sound a little intimidating or awkward, but really, we're here to have casual conversations about things I talk about all the time as a counselor. If you are new here, welcome. And if you've been listening from the very beginning, I am so glad you're back. Thank you to all of you who have shared episodes and have reviewed the podcast wherever you listen. And I'm just so glad you're here. We are going to jump right in, as always, and today we are talking about Boundaries 101. This is a very basic level approach to what boundaries are and why they're important. Boundaries can feel like a little bit of a complicated issue because they look different in every single person's life. That's because they are meant to be custom fit to you. They are custom fit to what helps you become the most healthy version of yourself. The other thing that makes boundaries tricky is that they're often misunderstood because sometimes you hear the word boundary and you think, oh, you're just such a closed off person, or you just shut people out. But in reality, it's actually a very empowering tool to use for your mental health. Boundaries define who you are, who you're not, what you're responsible for, and what you're not responsible for. I once heard boundaries described beautifully as not a way to shut people out, but a way to show people where the door is. So it's not a brick wall. Boundaries are not a brick wall. They're more like a chain link fence. They're more like a window that can be opened occasionally, however you want to paint it in your mind. But before we move into any examples or ways to apply it to your life, it's important to know where your mindset is regarding boundaries. When you hear that word, what's the first thing that pops into your mind? Is it, oh, I wish I had those? Or is it, oh man, that's what people have when they just don't want to participate or they don't want to engage with other people? You need to know where you stand before you try to take any action on boundaries. So what is Boundaries 101? I'm wanting to start on a very basic level because you can get pretty intricate into different areas of your life, different responsibilities that you create boundaries around. But do you even have normal everyday boundaries? These can be physically, like actual physical boundaries of places you go, things you do or don't allow into your home, or it can be internal and much more emotional, mental, spiritual boundaries. Do you have any of these? And if you do you know how to clearly communicate them? Because we can set up all the goalposts and boundaries that we want, but unless they're communicated to those around us, they're probably not going to be implemented. Repeat after me. Boundaries take communication and practice. Good job. I heard you. I heard you all the way here. If you haven't been someone who has practiced personal boundaries for years and years, it's going to be a little bumpy at first. It's going to take some tweaking along the way. It's trial and error. But knowing that the payoff is better mental health for yourself, it's worth it. So what does this look like? Let's just start with the basics. Food, water, sleep. I said that my self-care this week includes lots of water. So Boundaries 101 at the Maslow's hierarchy of needs base level is your physiological needs. Have you set physical boundaries with yourself to make sure you get enough rest every day, every night? Are you eating healthy? Are you drinking enough water? That's a boundary right there for your life that I'm not going to let myself drive myself into the ground by setting up healthy physical boundaries. And then let's move on to emotional boundaries. Do you know when you are nearing burnout? Do you know when you feel your heart rates a little bit more, you feel overwhelmed? When you get to those points, looking around and realizing what's contributing to this. Where do I need to set a clearer boundary? Because that's something I have control over. For example, let's say you have older kids who enjoy inviting friends over often. It's the summer, people are interacting more, and you want to be a parent who welcomes kids into your home. That's something that's important to you, but you're finding out day after day when there are kids there, you are stressing about keeping them fed, keeping the house clean. Just even having more people in your home can be stressful. So a basic boundary in that situation might look like, hey, on Tuesday and Thursday, invite away. These are the days I'm expecting guests. We will have snacks prepared. And then on the other days, hey, let's just chill. Let's just hang out with our family. Or maybe we'll go out somewhere or you can go to another friend's house. Something like that. As simple as that can help you feel a little bit more in control mentally. And that way you are not building a brick wall. You are not saying no visitors ever because it stresses me out, but you are showing them the door. You are giving a healthy boundary of, I would love to have you over on these days. And then the other days we have plans and that's okay. You don't have to open your door all the time to everyone. Now, what about an emotional boundary? Where are parts of your mental capacity and your emotional capacity that need either some chain link fence where you can see through them, but you're still a safe distance away, or you need to be a little clearer about where the door is? Oftentimes, the most common complaint I hear, at least from my clients, is this gets muddy and foggy around social media. So setting a healthy boundary for yourself emotionally and mentally with social media might look like deleting the app off your phone and only checking your Facebook page on your laptop once a day. Or it might look like unfollowing certain accounts or only accepting or receiving messages from a certain group of people. Whatever that looks like, do you have an emotional or mental boundary when it comes to social media? Is that something that adds stress to your life? And if you're not on social media, you fantastic unicorn, maybe it comes out through text messaging or cell phone usage, other apps, other things that you're spending time on. Have you recognized in your life where there needs to be a little bit more regulation about how your time's spent and how it affects your mental health? Are you guys tracking with me? So to sum it up, one, starting with, what do I already think about boundaries? Do I think it's something that is absolutely necessary for my life? Is it something I'm already practicing? Is it something I've communicated to people around me? And if not, why? And then secondly, what parts of my life do I need to start implementing more boundaries? Do I need to just do the basics of healthier food, sleep, water habits? Do I need to implement some physical boundaries with my family, hosting, commitments, or maybe there's something mentally and emotionally I need to set some boundaries up with. The goal of this episode is to start asking those questions and seeing where the answers lead you. Where do you need to do some work? Is it about your mindset? Is it about basic needs? Is it about boundaries that maybe already exist and maybe need to be tweaked over the years? Whatever it is, I can tell you right now, boundaries are essential for your mental, emotional, physical health, and also your growth moving forward. When I see clients implement and regularly communicate healthy boundaries, the sky's the limit. They really are operating in healthy self-awareness, and it just helps you fulfill more of your potential because you're not bogged down by things you could have set a healthy boundary on and it wouldn't slow you down anymore. If you have questions about boundaries and need some help maybe clarifying what you should do in a situation, please reach out to me. I would love to help you with that. You can reach me at convenientcounselor.com or on social media at Brianna Leach LPC on Facebook and Instagram. But I am so thankful you spent time with me today and listened to the podcast. A quick announcement about the next few weeks, if you're listening to this in real time, I am taking a summer break for the month of July. If you have listened for a while, you know we moved last summer and we are moving yet again. We built a house over the last year and it is almost finished. So I am so excited to really set a healthy work boundary for myself and take this time to focus all my energy on moving, making our new house a home, and enjoying some time this summer with my kids. So I will be back in August with new content, new episodes, and I hope to see you then. But for now, you've got this, and I am cheering you on. Thanks for listening.